So there was a study in Thailand that didn't get a lot of press in the United States, but it's highly respected study. Vinay Prasad actually did a really nice YouTube episode on the Thailand study. Just really well done. And he was lamenting at the end. He said, "Why are they doing this in Thailand? Why can't we do this research in the United States?" And the research is simple. It basically takes your parameters and looks at your various blood biomarkers before you get the shot. And then they look at you after you get the shot and they compare. And what they found in the Thailand study is that almost it was 29% and change. So almost 30%. We'll call it 30% of the young people had markers of cardiac injury after they got the vaccine, one out of three. And in some cases, this could be considered not to be serious, and in other cases, it's more serious. But one out of three had cardiovascular health markers that were adversely impacted by this vaccine. And of course, nobody in the United States is commenting
No.
about that.
Even
And
I've
you
even heard
know,
you talk about menstrual cycles being messed up as well in women.
yeah. Yeah, well, let me just mention that myocarditis rates in young people. There is a hospital in Canada where one of the workers basically said, "Hey, look, the rates are now over 100 times higher after the vaccines rolled out in young people than they were before." Now, this is difficult for anyone to explain. And of course, when you ask that hospital worker to appear on camera, they say, "Can't do that. I'd lose my job." And you hear that all the time, that people are not allowed to talk about it, meaning the vaccine. And so there's a hospital worker that was in a meeting, and they were discussing the Died Suddenly movie, and they were talking about these clots. They're not blood clots because they're not made out of blood. They're amyloid protein, and they're talking about the clots, and they were saying, "Oh, that's misinformation," and blah, blah, blah. And this person said, "Well, actually, it's not misinformation because I actually know one of the embalmers that was featured in the film. And in fact, I have seen these clots myself live." And they said, "If you continue to badmouth the vaccine, you will be fired."
Just by saying he saw one himself.
You basically cannot raise the issue whether the vaccine is safe or not, or you will lose your job. So you have to remain silent as a healthcare worker. That's the more troubling thing,
That's
that in
concerning.
America, we're not allowed to talk about this.